Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys have been awesome. 215-592-9494. That is how you join the show. We're live today from the grand opening of the Deco Food Hall on Angelo Steaks in downtown Wilmington, brought to you by the Bardea Restaurant Group. Hugh, there's a good crowd out here, and it's not even quite lunchtime yet.
Yeah, it is. This is awesome. You know
what's
funny? That commercial we just played, I thought they were talking about us when they said
hear those idiots.
These idiots again.
You might have to steal that
Your typical everyday you people comment.
No, I mean, I thought they were talking about us. That's why I laughed. I was like, damn, who made that return?
Yeah, I mean, that one. We could just repurpose that for our show.
Grab that part. Kyle, those idiots again. Kyle, those idiots again.
I swear, when I heard it, I was like, damn, who did that?
Yeah, I like that. It really, I think it sums up the show nicely.
I would like to request that we repurpose that for our
show. Yeah, I think we should. Yeah, I think because I felt attacked, and I think it was warranted.
Yes. Now, to be clear, that was about us and not our next guest, right? Our next guest, of course, Elliott Shore Park, sponsored by Cozy Jewelers.
ESP.
Step up to the 50. That's color.
Oh, his show tonight, ain't it?
Cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy. That is right. Yeah. Go Birds Evenings.
We can lump him in with the idiots.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Elliott's had some fire takes lately, man. He's been on fire.
That's what I expect. Elliott Shore Parks joins us right now. Elliott, how are we doing today?
What up? How you guys doing today?
Pretty good, man.
Well, we're good, Elliott. We are looking forward here to another Eagles game, and we got to get your thoughts on the Sixers season before we let you go. But let's, Elliott, start here. Do you believe the Eagles' passing game has turned a corner? Because the way I look at it is, you look at the last 3 weeks, and I'm not talking about just the whole team, Elliott, just the passing game. And I see a passing offense that's averaged almost 300 yards for three straight weeks. Just had Jalen Hurts' best game pure throwing the ball that I've ever seen him have in the NFL. And I'm seeing their top guys getting open for big shots down the field. Feels to me like this thing is turning a corner in the passing game with Petullo, how he's calling it, and what Jalen's doing. What are you seeing?
Yeah, so I definitely think it's improved since the start of the season. And I think, you know, those first three, four games, they were way worse than we've seen really since 2021. So, like, what they were the first 4 weeks of the season, I don't think was a completely accurate depiction of even what they were last year or what they would be this year. So they definitely have improved. And I agree with you. Like, guys have been open. We saw that last week against the Vikings, against the Broncos. AJ had that chance. Obviously, against the Giants, Devontae had that chance. I mean, they were a few calls away against the Broncos from having 300-plus yards on what was one of the top passing defenses in the NFL. So I do think there has been encouraging signs. My only caution in saying it's turned a corner is that Jalen is inconsistent. So, like, he definitely has weeks where he looks like he did last week. It's probably the most Jalen stat ever that in a year we're concerned about the passing game. He's the only quarterback in the NFL with a perfect passer rating in a game. So, like, I do think there is encouraging signs. But do I feel, like, confident against the Giants that they'll have 250? Do I feel confident against the Packers they'll throw for 250? Like, I don't feel that yet.
Elliot, Brandon Graham of return. I mean, we kind of felt this coming. You jumped into the pregame show Sunday with us and said, hey, I have some news here. It sounds like every one of these insiders is saying this could happen. So we all kind of felt it was going to happen, obviously. And then it happened officially yesterday. Brandon Graham back for the Eagles. Elliot, what are your expectations for what he can give here? Because I think it changes things based on what they're getting, right? To me, Elliot, if they're getting last year's BG, I'm not talking about prime BG, just last year's BG, that changes some of the equation here in terms of how much they need in the pass rush, where they could go put their resources, maybe get something else like a corner here. But if he's not even what he was last year, if we can't expect that, then there's not much to this besides leadership. What's your expectation for what kind of player they're getting at this version of BG?
Yeah, so I don't really have much of any expectations for what Brandon will be able to bring. I mean, he didn't have an offseason. He didn't have a training camp. He hasn't played this year. Maybe he plays on Sunday, but if he plays on Sunday, it'll be more out of desperation than it will be in truly feeling he's ready, in my opinion. And the thing I would say about last year was he did play really well, but a lot of players that are not having good years this year played really well last year. Like, last year, the team was operating at a level where, you know, everyone was helped by each other, right? Like, Brandon played on a defensive line with Josh Sweat. He played with Jalen Carter playing at a higher level. He played, you know, with other players on that line that were playing well, Milton Williams being another example. So, like, I think Brandon played well last year. Like, there's no question about it. But much like the other defensive linemen aren't having a good year this year, I think it's hard for one player on the line to be special when everyone else isn't. And Brandon hasn't played this year. So anything you get from Brandon, in my opinion, is like a major plus. I don't think they should expect to get like 30 quality snaps from him. And that's like the bare minimum of what they need from an edge rusher.
Elliot Shore-Parks with us here. Elliot, Saquon Barkley again, not much on Sunday. And it's been that the entire season. I think if I were to ask myself, asked everyone 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, are you still expecting Saquon to break out and have a huge game and finish this season strong? I think most people would have said yes. Elliot, are you still expecting it? Like, do you expect Saquon and this run game to break out in a big way, or is this what it is?
So I don't think this is what it is. I do think it will improve. But I also think that, you know, the reality of the NFL is if a defense sells out to take something away from you, it's really, really hard to then do that thing, right? Like, the Eagles are seeing looks with six guys on the line, eight guys in the box. I mean, Jordan Mailata compared it to almost seeing a goal line defense at the 50, right? And now, obviously, there are flaws in doing that if you're a defense, and we're seeing the passing game pick up because of that. But if the opposing defense decides all year they're just going to stop the Eagles' running game, sure, they should get more than 50 yards. If, you know, like that, it'll get better than that. But I don't think it will be what it is last year. It'll be up to the passing game to do it. And the positive of that is they're basically getting the benefit of a good run offense without, in theory, having a good run offense, if that makes sense. Like, it's almost like a defensive line that doesn't get a lot of sacks, but the quarterback's throwing it in less than a second because they're so afraid of the pass rush. So I think there are benefits to it, but I would be surprised if they became a rushing attack that got 150, you know, yards a game or fairly frequently.
Elliot, you said the word surprise there. I'd be surprised if Sunday we see a ton of under-center stuff from the Eagles. We saw it a little bit on this past Sunday, right, against the Vikings. It worked great. Jalen was 4-for-4 play action from under-center. I mean, Elliot, you take the calls. You hear it. I'm sure you'll get it tonight on Go Bears Evenings. People want them to go under-center. They want that style offense. But Jalen's been the quarterback for 5 years, and they do it infrequently. Do you think Sunday against the Vikings was the start of something, or was that a one-off?
So I think it could be the start of something. We saw at last season after the bye week there, obviously a mini bye week this season, that when they make a change like that, it's normally for good, right? Like, we've seen with the running game last year. Like, they went to the running game and they stuck with the running game. Now, in terms of under center, I do think this is a little bit like the pre-snap motion thing from a few years ago where everybody was so obsessed with pre-snap motion. And really what happened was they just started playing better, and so the offense looked better. I think that being under center helps, but I don't think it is the key to solve everything. Like, the players need to play better. The, you know, offensive line needs to block better. Jalen needs to be more accurate at times. So, like, that's the key to it. But I would also say this, and I'd be curious for your perspective on it. Like, I agree. I think the not being under center thing is a Jalen thing. Like, that is my assumption. But if you go back and you look at Nick Sirianni's offenses in Indianapolis, Phillip Rivers was almost always in the shotgun. So I don't know if that was a preference for him as well, and maybe Nick is just used to coaching it. But when I looked that up, I expected to see Phillip Rivers under center a ton. And that's not what the, you know, that's not what the stats showed. So I do think it is a Jalen thing ultimately, because they build the offense around what the quarterback wants. But it's worth noting, Nick has been an offensive coordinator coach that has always coached out of shotgun.
Yeah, that's something I didn't, like, I didn't realize until you brought it to the table. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, maybe it's both of them. Maybe the two of them together like this more, and we'll see if they change it at all. All right, Elliot, along with the Big Eagles week, we also have the start of the NBA season, and we know you're a hoops guy and a Sixers guy.
Yeah.
Elliot, are you excited for the 2025-26 Sixers?
I am. And the reason I'm excited is because I have zero expectations. And it feels so good and so refreshing to be back here. The past few Sixers seasons have been ugly. Going into the year, being like, you know, title or bust, have to make it out of the second round, praying Joel stays healthy. Like, I don't care about any of that. Like, every minute Joel plays this year, to me, is just a gift, right? Like, I'm not going into each game being like, you need 40 games out of Joel and they have to get out of the second round. Like, that's not what this team is anymore. This team is a young team built around young players that I'm excited to watch. I'm excited to see VJ. I'm excited to see if Maxey can rebound from a bad year. I'm excited to see McCain for hopefully most of the full season. Like, I do not care if Paul George plays a single minute this year. Like, so with no expectations, especially coming off the Phillies, where the Phillies all season was like, just wait for the playoffs, wait for the playoffs. I'm thrilled to have a team in the city now where I can just watch for fun and I don't have to worry about expectations.
That's a hell of a perspective. I never looked at it like that.
And it is a good point. It is kind of the inverse of the Phillies, right? Instead of get me to October, it's I'm not expecting May.
No pressure.
Right? Like, yeah. Like,
it's the same with the Eagles, right? Like, the Eagles, every game they play now, they're expected to win. They're expected to win 80% of their games. They're expected to go to the Super Bowl. Like, and those expectations are fair. But I think with the Sixers, we need to remove all expectations. They were one of the worst teams in the NBA last year. We don't discuss any other team in the lottery as like a legit title contender. Could it happen? Of course, because the East is bad. You never know. But I'm not expecting it, and it's a refreshing, fun place to be.
Yeah, I'm with you on this. It feels to me like for the first – it reminds me of like 2016, 2017 with them, like the last time it was like this, where it's like the future has a chance to be bright, and let's enjoy the growth here as we go through it. Elliot, we appreciate you hopping on, and we will see you on Sunday for the pregame show.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sounds good. Talk to you guys later.
There he goes. Elliot Shore Parks there. Hugh, I'm with him. So tonight the Sixers open. They're in Boston against the Celtics team.
Boston. Aren't they picked to win?
Celtics are favorites.
Celtics are favorites.
When I looked this morning on FanDuel, it was a 2-point Celtics line.
I might bet the Sixers.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, Joel's in. Yeah. Here we go.
No, I just feel like, you know, the first time the big fella's been back, and I know it was only a small sampling size. I'm going to start the season out being optimistic, so I think they get the dub.
That's a far cry from where you were at the draft.
I know. You really were a Debbie Downer that day.
You were raining on my parade,
you
just, man.
You hurt us that day.
Hope springs eternal.
So today the hope is back?
Yeah, but unfortunately, you know, I can't pull up my thingy because we're in Delaware. Yeah,
please say betting app because that didn't sound like Come on now.
You, look who being childish now.
Well, I'm in the audience here, so like, I can't ignore
it. Okay, I can't pull up my app.
Let's be grown-ups. Let's be grown-ups here. I am with Elliot on this. I'm excited for the Sixers season.
Yeah.
And I'm not pretending they're going to go win a title. Let's be clear here.
How many games for Joel Embiid, though?
Well, actually, before I answer that, it's because I have zero expectations.
Lost a lot of weight.
My excitement has nothing to do with Joel Embiid. I want to watch Tyrese Maxey,
okay.
VJ Edgecombe, who I was the guy I wanted them to draft, and when McCain gets back from this thumb injury, hopefully it's not too long, they have three young guards that I think could play and I think have a chance to take this thing to the next generation. The less Paul George plays, the happier I am. In terms of Joel, I don't know. How many games is he going to play, Hugh? 40? Is 40 being optimistic?
That sounds like the consensus, because I think that's what Elliot threw out there.
Yeah,
shout out to Sonny Hill. He threw out 60.
60?
He said 60.
Here's what I hope.
I kind of go with the OG on this one. I think he's going to get 55-60.
Here's what I hope. I hope when he plays, like tonight, that they turn the team over to
the young cats.
Right?
Yeah.
I know McCain's not there, but because they're going to miss Joel. So to me, if you run the offense through Joel, then you're all off when he's not there.
Yeah.
He has to assimilate to all the young guys now. And the one thing that I think is going to be awkward is I think those guys want to run. Hugh, I think they want a fast break.
Yeah.
And he can't do that. So the Embiid thing is awkward, but I'm excited, and I agree with Elliot. There are no expectations. Here's the way I'll frame it. They can't hurt me anymore. I don't expect them to go anywhere.
That sounds defeatist.
They can't hurt me anymore.
Well, if anything, we got to see. We just got to keep an eye on the weenie scale.
Yes.
Is it tipping in a positive?
To your point, though, it is going to be interesting to see how they run the offense tonight. You know, because there was a report he only played in one preseason game. How they're going to try to score the ball tonight.
And is he okay? Because if they run, he's not the focal point, right? Because he can't run with the young kids.
Uh-huh.
So, is he cool just being a shot blocker and play defense? And
probably not.
Well,
I mean, we'll see.
But that's
we don't
what they
know.
Need
he
to
might
be.
Have to be.
Yeah, we don't know.
Kyle, are you excited for the Sixers?
You know, I kind of am. And it's not like, I don't know if I have championship aspirations, but I'm starting to feel like, I feel like rock bottom has already been hit.
Yes.
And it's only up from here. I don't know. Do we think we need to do a weekly weenie scale check-in?
I think we do. The weekly weenie scale on the Sixers? Because obviously the more George plays and hogs the basketball and the more Embiid, that's weenie stuff.
Well, look, a lot of it is going to hinge on how much of a weenie Joel Embiid is being.
He
could be a badass or he could be a weenie on any given night.
I would love if the story shifts. I really like, and his career goes into a different stage of it, and he is like the ultimate great role player in a sense, right? Like he has all these abilities to block shots and rebound and hit threes when they hit. You know, he's trailing the play, but he's not the focal point. The question is he going to accept that he's not the lead dog here anymore? Because most times NBA players, they don't accept that well when you start telling them they're not the lead dog.
Yeah, they don't. And it's one of those things where, it's one of those things where, you know, it's you just have to be – hell, I lost my train of thought, man.
Yeah.
I really lost my train of thought.
Like Joe, you saw a ghost.
No, Joe, no, I lost my train of thought.
What are you, Mike McDaniel?
No, but it's like when you become an older player, you're not the guy that you used to be.
Okay.
You have to adjust.
When you become an older person, you're not
the
person
you gotta adjust. Good job, you know. And you can't.
Kyle. Round of applause for Hugh Douglas.
There's a lot of guys that will have an important work week because we're not. I mean, if you are negatively affecting the football team.
You saw that, though, right?
But I don't know what I'm seeing. I Okay, but you're on YouTube.
Are
you saying hi to people on
YouTube?
No, nothing. We'll talk in the break. Awesome. We'll talk in the break.
The best way I can describe it is Hugh acted like he saw a ghost. 215-592.
The way that he couldn't get that sentence out.
94-94. All right, let's get back to the phone lines here. Has the Eagles' passing game turned a corner in your mind? And are you excited for the Sixers season? I have genuine excitement to watch the Sixers play. And the more that they put on the court, a combination of Maxey, Edgecombe, and McCain when he gets back, the more interested I am. And I do think they made the right pick in Edgecombe. I know it wasn't like this flashy, like, oh, he was a Cooper Flag, and yeah. I don't think he's going to be an future MVP. But I think they drafted a really good player and a kid that has the right attitude here. Sean in Philadelphia is up. What's up, Sean?
Hey, what's up, fellas, man? Listen, I think it made a turn, but it can easily make a U-turn against the Giants, you know, so... I'm optimistic about the future of the passing game and Jalen Hurts being able to, get the job done. You know what I mean? But one thing I did notice in the last game, the passing game, those guys was able to create more separation.
Yes.
You know, and other times, they Jalen has a better window to throw the ball in. You know what I mean? If they could continue to do that, it looks like A.J. Brown's knee is a lot better because he's getting away from guys when the ball gets to him.
You know, Sean? It's a fair point. It was brought up in the beginning of the year, and then we kind of moved away from it because of all the other A.J. Brown nonsense. But he didn't practice much in the summer, right? He had the hamstring in the summer. He didn't get much separation week one. And we know last year he had his knee drained during the postseason. Maybe he's feeling healthier because he did have a bigger game just getting open than we've seen in a long time this past Sunday.
Absolutely, yeah. He definitely was away from guys because he's so big. You know, the speed is there once he gets the ball in his hand. But, you know, he got a lot of corners that play him real tight. But this game proved to me that he's a lot healthier. But like I said, it can easily take a U-turn because, you know, the coordinator, the offensive coordinator, he's new. He's kind of shaky to me, man. So we'll see.
But look, Sunday was good. And Sean, good phone call. I think when you had the 3 weeks together in a row, the last three games for Jalen Hurts passing the football, 70.2% completion, 9.5 yards an attempt, 116.8 passer rating, 296.3 yards a game. I struggle to find the last three game stretch he had like that. I would guess. I mean, maybe 2023 when he was throwing the ball around a lot and A.J. was putting up all those record numbers, maybe. But I would imagine there's more turnovers in there. This time there's only the one turnover, the pick against the Giants last week. 2022 is probably the last stretch that was this good throwing the football. I think they've turned a corner throwing the football. 215-592-9494. And are you excited for the Sixers season? Let's go to Allen in Central Jersey. What's up, Allen?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, you. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, man.
Good morning, Allen.
Offensively, passing-wise, it depends on the game. Remember, Giants took a 14-3 lead. We had to pass.
That's true.
So, again, the beginning of the game, the first quarter, first half, overall would dictate how much we could pass. We know we have the receivers. There's nobody better than the tight end on our two wideouts, and Jalen, like I said, is good. But there's so many other factors that go into it. But there's no doubt that the Eagles' passing game is fine, Joe.
What was the word you used? Fine?
Fine, yeah.
It's fine, yeah.
It's good.
That's an improvement from where we were in September. Because, Allen, in September, it wasn't good, yeah.
That's true, Joe. But, again, the running game has to get going. It has to.
Well, of course. Because they need balance. And I think relying – look, we could be real about it. Allen, good phone call. Hugh, they've thrown the ball better last week, but you pointed this out. The points in those games, 17, 17, and then 21 offensively. So they're throwing the ball way better than September, but we're also not scoring as much, and we're leaving the defense on the field more because we're not running it.
Yeah, and I think that when you look at it, if you step back and if I'm a defensive coordinator, yeah, you're throwing the ball better, but you're not throwing the ball to the point where it's really that much of a threat. Because if you look at the last three games that we played in, outside the Giants game, teams are playing to keep it close because you haven't found that consistency in the passing game. And what I mean by that is you'll have one half where you know, you'll throw the ball around the schoolyard, and then all of a sudden you get bogged down. And when you look at the numbers, if you go back and you look at it quarter from quarter, and you look at the numbers, the team that is usually trailing is in striking distance of whatever the Eagles have. That's where the difference is. If you're throwing the ball at that clip and you're being efficient with it, you should at least be two or three touchdowns up.
Yeah, well, I mean, sure. And that we'd be feeling better during this season. I guess for me offensively, a month ago I sat here on this show and said they do nothing well.
Yeah.
They're throwing the ball well right now. Like, just – they are. I mean, compared to the rest of the league. Like, again, I said it earlier. If this – we got to keep it consistent. If I was watching the Lions or the Seahawks or the Packers throw the ball the way the Eagles have the last 3 weeks with this kind of numbers and efficiency, I would sit here – from our perspective as Eagles fans, and say, uh-oh, that passing game is moving the ball. Like, so that's us right now. We're moving the ball through the air. It doesn't excuse the running game. They got to be better. It doesn't excuse the defense letting Carson Wentz move the ball a lot in the game Sunday. Like, those issues are there. But from the passing game perspective, I think this thing's turned a corner, and I see guys open. If guys are open and Jalen hits them, we're going to make big plays. 215-592-9494. All right, your call's coming up here. On all this, the Eagles passing game, do you believe it has turned a corner here? Are you excited for the Sixers? I am, specifically the young guards. I want to watch Edgecombe play. I want to watch Maxey play. I want to see McCain with them when he gets back. There's a sense of, like, they can't hurt me anymore, and this is going to be more fun and lowered expectations. I'm excited for it.
Lowered expectations.
Yeah, well, you have to. And after the break, we got to get to this. A big story is developing here. And, like, we can't ignore it. Scott Boras, Bryce Harper's agent, responded to what Dave Dombrowski said. And then we have to react to what Joel Sherman, one of baseball's best insiders, said about Bryce Harper's future and what he wouldn't be surprised to see happen this offseason. You're not going to want to miss this. This is the first time in 6 years we got to this point with Bryce Harper and the Phillies. That's next. I have a feeling Hugh Douglas is going to be petty about it. 215-592-9494. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Fall is here, and you know what that means. It's comfort food and tailgates. Nothing brings heat to your table like Hatfield Recipe Essentials Chorizo. I like chorizo, y'all. So picture this. Cheesy chorizo, dip. It's bubbling on your table or in a hearty bowl of chili on those crisp game days. That sounds tasty. With Hatfield, you're getting flavor you can trust because they put better care into every step for better pork on your plate. Find recipes at simplyhatfield.com. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.